Well, we were asked to sing some more songs, so that's what we'll start with, some more songs. Why don't we sing some of the songs? In the beginning, Swami had us sing bhajans, and after about the first, three or four years, he asked us to do songs of the highest truth, because he said the Western mind is geared to hear songs to bypass the brain and go straight to the heart. So if we sing songs about the highest truth, then the Western mind won't have to think about it. It'll go into the heart as a seed, and then it'll sprout. So we wrote songs of the truth.
But we'll start off with Swami's message songs.
Yes. Here's one of the bhajans, the early ones. Okay. And you'll all recognize the words and sing along.
The end of education is character. The end of education is character. The end of culture is perfection. The end of culture is perfection. The end of wisdom is freedom. The end of wisdom is freedom. The end of knowledge is love. The end of knowledge is love. That is the truth of Satyasaya.
Everybody.
That is the truth of Satyasaya.
Of our heart.
That is the truth of our heart. That is the truth of our heart.
Because
love marches on. Love marches on and on. Love is what we are. Sat Chit Ananda. Consciousness forever. Pure divine bliss. Love divine love.
Love marches on.
Love marches on.
Duty without love, pew, is deplorable. Duty without love is deplorable. Duty with love is desirable. Duty with love is desirable. But love without duty is divine. Love without duty is divine.
Is the truth of Satyasaya. That is the truth of Satyasaya.
Of our heart, right?
That is the truth of our heart. That is the truth of our heart.
Because
love marches on.
Come on, sing it.
Love marches on
and on.
Love marches on and on.
Love is what we are.
Sat Chit Ananda.
Consciousness forever.
Love
divine
love.
Forever and forever.
Love marches on.
That's one of the early old bhajans. Here's another one, just for fun.
What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
what do you want? Tell me, what do you want? Sai Baba asked, tell me, what do you want?
Come on.
What do you want? Tell me, what do you want? Sai Baba asked, tell me, what do you want? There is but one answer to give. We want only what you've come to give. There is but one answer to give. We want only what you've come to give.
And to help us to remember. Help us to remember. Brahma vid barishta. Brahma vid barishta. Complete awareness of love. Complete awareness of love.
Why do you fear when Sai Baba is here?
Tell
me why, friend, why do you fear? Why do you fear when Sai Baba is here? Tell me why, friend, why do you fear? He has come, the Lord of love, to show us what we are made up of. He has come, the Lord of love, to show us what we are made up of.
And to help us to remember. Help us to remember. Brahma vid barishta. Brahma vid barishta. Complete awareness of love. Complete awareness of love.
You are us, we are thee, so hum love eternally.
Come on.
You are us, we are thee, so hum love eternally.
Yeah.
You are us, we are thee, so hum love eternally. You are us, we are thee, so hum love eternally. You are us, we are thee, so hum love eternally.
Inside, remember, inside. Take that beautiful energy and put it inside.
One afternoon, Swami asked us to, he told us that he was going to have some company that evening and wanted us to come that evening to share. And sing. But that afternoon, he sent us out to the garden to share bhajans with the students and have them teach us some new Indian bhajans. So we were, in the garden singing and sharing with the students. And that evening, Swami called us in. When he did, there were all sorts of dignitaries in the room, very haughty-taughty,
aristocratic British type
Indian
people.
Dignitaries with the turbans,
and
a few
turbans
Maharanis,
Maharajas.
But mostly there were a lot of diplomats there. So Swami very playfully, just like Krishna, walks over to them and he goes, "You want to hear songs, singing?" And they, "Oh, yes, Swami." Very happy, "Yes." "Okay." So he walks over to us, looks at us, and he goes, "Sing. Much tala," like this.
He says, "Fast."
So okay. We're like, okay. this is what we did. But Swami's playfulness, you'll understand. So we do a song like this one. Rock and roll bhajans.
Shiva.
Woo! Yeah, come on.
Shiva.
with his chim chimes on his chair doing this.
Shiva.
Woo! Yeah. Well, now I know you can hear me, mighty Sai Shiva. Grant me the boon of complete devotion.
A devotion.
Girl, sing it with her. Well, now I know you can hear me, mighty Lord Shiva. Grant me the boon of complete devotion.
A devotion.
Come on, girl. All I'm gonna do is let you flow through. Zoom in on your rhythm and dance right into your hot
Shiva.
Well, now all I'm gonna do is let you flow through. Zoom in on your rhythm and dance right into your hot
Shiva. Swami's.
Ha. Yeah, come on. Well, now I know you can hear me, mighty Sai Shiva. Grant me the boon of complete detachment.
Detachment.
Come on, guys.
I know you can hear me, mighty Sai Shiva. Grant me the boon of complete detachment.
Detachment.
All I'm gonna do is let you flow through. Zoom in on your rhythm and dance right into your hot
Shiva.
Everybody, come on, do it. All I'm gonna do is let you flow through. Zoom in on your rhythm and dance right into your hot
Shiva. Okay, everyone.
Shiva, 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 Shankara.
Woo! Come on. Yeah.
Shiva, 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 Shankara. Shiva, 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 Shankara.
Swami, yeah.
Shiva, 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 Shankara.
Nataraj.
Shiva, 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 Shankara.
Shambho.
Shiva, 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 Shankara. Shiva, 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 Shankara. Poverty. Shiva, 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 Shankara.
Shiva.
Woo! Shiva, 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 Shankara.
Shiva, 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 Shankara.
Shiva.
Well, now I know you can hear me, mighty Sai Shiva. Grant me the boon of complete liberation.
Liberation.
Woo! Yeah! I know you can hear me, mighty Sai Shiva. Grant me the boon of complete liberation.
Liberation.
Everybody, all I'm gonna do is let you flow through.
Zoom in on your rhythm and dance right into your hot Shiva.
One more time.
All I'm gonna do is let you flow through. Zoom in on your rhythm and dance right into your hot Shiva.
Again.
Shiva, 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 Shankara.
I want to hear you. Come on.
Shiva, 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 Shankara. Sha, 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 Shiva.
Raise the roof.
Shiva, 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 Shankara.
A little bit louder. Come on. Yeah.
Shiva, 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 Shankara.
Such a sigh, my love.
Shiva, 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 Shankara.
A little easy now.
Shiva, 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 Shankara.
Poverty, Om Jai Sai.
Shiva, 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 Shankara.
Ooh, yeah.
Shiva, 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 Shankara.
Okay, let's hear it.
Shiva, 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 Shankara.
No. Stop that, stop that. After this, Swami gets up off his chair. And the look on everybody's face is like. And he walks and he goes, "Wah, you know, like?" And they're like, "They know Indian bhajan. Do you want to hear Indian bhajan?" And they're going,
"Yes, please."
So Swami walks back towards us. We're sitting by his chair, and he winks at us, and he goes, "Sing Indian bhajan."
So we did. Yes, Swami.
Yes, Swami.
Hara Shiva Shankara Shashanka Shekara Hara Bum Hara Bum 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 Bolo Hara Shiva Shankara Shashanka Shekara Hara Bum 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 Bolo Baba Vayankara Girida Shankara Dime 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 Takanatana Kelo Baba Vayankara Dime 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 Takanatana Hara Shiva Shankara Shashanka Shekara Hara Bum Hara Bum 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 Bolo Bum Bum Bolo
Bum Bum Bolo
Bum Bum Bolo
Bum Bum Bolo
Bum Bum Bolo Bum Bum Bolo Bum Bum Bolo Bum Bum Bolo Bum Bum Bolo Bum Bum Bolo Bum Bum Bolo Bum Bum Bolo Kara giri da shanka dime 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 takana tanakelo.
Just to show you Swami's divine playfulness, everybody was like sort of, "Oh, a little better, Swami, thank you."
About 1970.
What a Krishna.
Before we were talking about some songs that deal with the Brahma Vidya. Here are a couple of them. One is called Maya, since we are in the rhythm of things, right? And it's a song, basically, that says everything that we practice and how to look at things. It's all written in the song. Thank you, dear. This was, again, one of those new songs, you know, when he asked after a concert. But it happened,
new song?
But it happened differently. We were in a group like this. This was about in a few years later.
In Whitefield?
And one of our friends that we had in Whitefield, we were given a concert. And he raises his hand and he says, "Hey, you guys. You always have a new song. When Swami says new song, I want to hear
a
new song."
He said, I'm Swami. I want to hear a new song. So we said, okay. So one just flowed. And if anybody had something to add to it, they joined in.
I said, yell it out. We'll put it in the
song. And this is how this song manifested.
Can't you see the truth behind this world illusion? Separation is a lie. Maya is the cause of this immense confusion. So watch out, walk on by. Maya, step aside.
Come on, everybody.
Maya, step aside. Attachment and desire are the trap of this illusion. It's time to fight for truth and love. Stop clinging to this momentary sense delusion. Turn your desires to love. Maya, step aside.
Come on. Please, Swami, move her.
Maya, step aside. Lifetime after lifetime and from body to body, Maya keeps playing her game. This constant up and down of emotion and ego mostly ends up in pain. Maya, step aside.
I want to hear you.
Maya, step aside.
All right.
Because we are one heart, one love, one all. Forever one heart, one love, one all. We are one heart, one love, one all. Maya, step aside.
Woo!
Maya, step aside.
Solo.
Come on.
Solo. Come on. Your time. Come on. Rock out. Come.
Very good, Swami.
Living in the moment, being in the present, it's our practice all the time. Everything's connected, the rest is an illusion, this lie of yours and mine. Maya, step aside.
Come on, Swami, move her.
Maya, step aside.
To love all and to serve all, we'll conquer this illusion. Let's do what must be done.
Time to take a stand against this mind delusion. The fight has just begun. Maya, step aside.
Woo,
come on. Maya, step aside.
We are the creator, that's a true conclusion. See God and love in all. Practice this and it will solve your deep confusion. Open up your heart and call.
Maya, step aside.
Come on, Mother Maya.
Maya, step aside.
Because
we are one heart, one love, one all.
Come on, everybody sing it.
Forever one heart, one love, one all. We are one heart, one love, one all.
Maya, step aside.
Maya, step aside. Maya, step aside. Swami, please. Maya, step aside.
Move her, come on.
Maya, step aside.
Come on, Mother Maya.
Maya, step aside. I'm coming through. Maya, step aside. Maya, step aside.
Yeah.
Maya, step aside.
All right. Maya, step aside. Yes. Here's another one.
Oh, one look.
Huh?
One look. Want to tell the story with it?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. That's a nice
It's a beautiful story with the song and how it came about. There was a guru, a master in the Himalayas, and he was in meditation. He had many chelas or students that also were Swami devotees. And some of them were in Prashanti and some of them were with him. So he was in meditation. Swami came to him and says, come to Prashanti now. So Master got up, told the students, I'm going to Prashanti, Swami called. And some of his students called the other ones that were in Prashanti, and they said, oh, our master's coming. We have to have a special place for him, and he's a very great master, and, you know, Swami will be, you know, have to treat him very beautifully, specially. So anyway, Master said, no, don't do anything. Just let me sit in the back. Swami just told me to come. I'm coming.
But they had already made the arrangements, so they had placed him in a beautiful
VIP
section just where Swami opens the door and walks out.
You would be the master sitting down, and he would be the door where Swami came out, right? Right here. So Swami comes out for darshan. Darshan come. Master's sitting there quietly, peacefully. Swami comes out like this, opens the door, and goes...
Just glances at
glances
him.
Glances at him from the
from corner,
the corner
of his eye.
And then keeps walking. He's in the VIP section. He walks down, gives darshan everyone, talks to people, makes for booty and everything. He comes back, walks in the door, closes the door, darshan finished. Now all the students of the master are like,
he didn't talk to you. He didn't acknowledge you.
But you're such a great master.
What
happened? And the master said, come with me. So he went to the back of the ashram, he set them down. He says, and this is pretty much how he said it. He said, do you believe that this is the avatar of this age? And they said, yes, master. He says, no, you do not. If you would know that this was the avatar of this age, then you would also know that one look from the corner of his eye is enough for all generations, all your times in life, all the times in creation, past and future. Everything is done in that one look. Now leave the man alone to do his work. And this is where the song came from. And later, we had asked Swami, who gets the best darshan, Swami? Guess what he said? Some people said the VIP people. Swami goes, mm-mm. He said the people in front row that get your attention. Goes, mm-mm. So, who gets best darshan? Swami said, the one that is connected to the inner Swami. Yeah, the one that has Swami installed in their heart and connects that inner Swami the moment they see the outer Swami. At that very moment, they get the best darshan. We are one. He said, now, that can be 1,000 miles across the ocean. It can be anywhere in the world.
Looking at a picture.
A picture. It is enough. Nobody needs to come here for that connection. And he said, the moment that you connect with divinity in whatever
love
form,
love to love,
love to love, Jesus Christ, Mother Mary, Buddha, Rama, Krishna, Sita, whatever, the moment you connect that inner heart space with that form or with that feeling, at that moment, you get the best darshan. Thank you, Swami.
Secret messages.
Yes. Love messages. So let us finish and do the song and we'll address this. You read it. You have glasses on.
I don't understand this. Let's do one look. Yeah. Can you please sing the rock and roll bhajan along with
the Harshiva Shankar
again?
And share again what Bhagwan had said.
Tomorrow.
If tomorrow ever comes, which it never does, but yes, tomorrow.
Do you need this? It looks like a document of some sort.
Very happy. Yes, we will again address the issue. So, this is where this song came from.
It's a traffic ticket. No.
Swami needs to pay. Right, Sunny?
I'll put it at Swami's feet. It's his problem.
So this song came from that experience. And that's why Swami explained this, you know, because many people say, oh, you know, I go to India every year and I see Swami and I have 10,000 interviews. And Swami just smiles. He says, interview, the only real interview. Not to burst anybody's bubbles.
Oh, just play.
One look from the corner of his eye, one look, and you will realize yourself within those eyes. With just one look,
sing it with me.
One look, your life won't be the same. One look, you'll lose all form and name. Your heart will come aflame. With just one look, one look, one single glance, one look, the perfect chance.
The soul is filled, the mind is stilled, the heart is filled.
With just one look,
one look is all you really need. One look, but watch thought, word, and deed, and truly you'll be freed.
With just one look, one look,
it stirs the soul within. One look says God's your only kin, and how your heart can win.
With just one look, one look, one single glance, one look,
the perfect chance.
The soul is thrilled, the mind is stilled,
the heart is filled with just one look.
Come on, sing it with us.
One look, one single glance. One look, the perfect chance. The soul is thrilled, the mind is stilled, the heart is filled with just one look.
One look. Here is one more of the songs explaining creation, and this happened a little bit differently. We were in Swami's room in the evening one time, and he was just with us, and students came in. And
he started scolding them because they were sneaking off at night and going to the theater in town.
In Kadagodi.
They were running across the field, and there was a big theater, and you could hear blaring at night the movie. And so he said, I know what you've been doing at night. And they're like, not me, Swami. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, you've been sneaking off to the films, to the theater.
He says, watch the movie here that's happening right now.
A more exciting movie.
More exciting movie. He says, pay attention to this movie, and then your studies won't have to suffer.
And he gave a small discourse on how life is a movie.
Like a movie screen. Like everything. Like, example, when you watch television, right? There is the black television screen. You flip the channels, you come to a movie. Let's say it's a horrendous war movie, you know, like maybe it's, I don't know, Alexander the Great, for example, war movie, right? Or a World War II movie, and then a love story, or a murder mystery, or a soap opera, whatever it is, right? And you get all excited, and you watch it, and you get into it, right? But all you ever have to do is take your switcher and turn it off. Now, the black screen, no matter what showed on it, nothing ever happened to it, nothing changed. No matter how many things that you watched on it, right? The same with a movie screen. You have a big white movie screen. It's always the same, no matter what movies you show on it.
Nothing affects it.
Nothing affects it. That's our consciousness, or Paramatma, our self, is never affected by the movies that are shown. This is our movie, and we are all actors in it. Guess you have the lead role. And this song came from that. He said, creation is like a movie screen. It's reflected on a big white screen. The screen is called God, Spirit, or Love. The one creation is made up of.
Your Paramatma self.
So meditate upon that screen and see the great unseen. Anyway, here's the song.
Creation's like a movie scene reflected on a big white screen. The screen is called God's Spirit Love, the one creation's made up of. And our life is the story scene superimposed upon the screen. Not I and I. Projected through our ego mind, our life becomes involved and blind. And we forget it's all a dream, just like old movies we have seen. It's funny how we laugh and cry, involved with pictures rolling by. Not I and not I.
fashioned by desire's hand. Our Maya films will never end.
Unless you control the mind.
Until we realize the game and stop projecting form and name.
And then tell me what can be seen. Only the empty big white screen.
Not I and I. Not I and I. The million pictures that we've seen, they cannot change or harm the screen. And if we took the screen away, no movies could be seen today.
So meditate upon the screen, for that's what's called the great unseen.
God. Spirit, the self, love.
Not I and I. Not I and I. Not I and I.
And that's how it went. One more song of the Brahma Vidya, and then we'll talk some more. This is a song that explains a couple of the different ways of how to deal with the mind. Ramana Maharshi, if anybody knows who he is, he was one of the gurus and the sages in India. He pointed everyone to investigate inside and question the mind. His philosophy, as Swami told it to us, was to solely focus on the I am that is inside, to close her eyes or open them and always repeat inside, I am, I. And if the mind comes in and or question the mind and says, who is this I? Question the mind. And then the mind will answer you. He says, oh, I'm me. I'm
who
you.
Who are you?
Who is this I that answers? Who is this I? Oh, I'm me, I'm you, I'm it. Keep questioning. Where do you come from? What is your origin? I. Where do you come from? Pretty soon, the mind doesn't have an answer, so it's silent. It's quiet. And then that space of silence that you find, that is the empty mind. And if you keep repeating that, Swami said, what happens is that space stretches. Just like the thumb when you go into that space. Okay? And he said, when that space stretches and becomes longer and longer, you will be in the presence of God, in the presence of the self, the I am that is, because that consciousness that is eternal is here now, is always available instantly, but we don't pay attention to it, that's all. The mind is too busy going outside. So this is a song about that.
Ask yourself, who am I? Then listen inwardly. Your ego voice will answer you. 'Tis I, yourself, it's me. Now ask, where do I come from? What is my primal source? All things arise somehow, somewhere. So what is my root cause? Tell me.
Where do we find the answer to our reality?
I know it's time for all to look deep inside and see. Soon you might hear no answer and no images you might see. Your mind is turning inward now to seek its reality. Mind is like a piece of cloth woven by constant thought. Unravel it, and what is left? Can you see the lie that we bought? Can you see it? So, where do we find the answer to our reality? I know it's time for all to look deep inside and see. Dissolve the mind by asking, who is this I, this me? What is my true origin, the source reality? But if thoughts keep interrupting our inner quest and space, ask them for whom they rise up now, for whom they show their face. Where do we find the answer to our reality? I know it's time for all to look deep inside and see. That's either inside or inside. Either one. Both the same. Once more, ego might answer, for me, you fool, the I. So just repeat the question, friend. Who is this me, this I? Soon there will be no answer. Silence will permeate. Your thoughts are interrupted now by that clear, peaceful state. Yes, he will find the answer to our reality. And I know it's time for all to look deep inside and see. We're the eternal Atma,
always been
the consciousness in all. So experience your loving self and know once and for all. Now let go of all of your attachments. Know that all desires are just a lie of the mind. Because in truth, the mind is non-existent, friend. It is simply limited consciousness. We are the eternal I, the divine ego.
We are the eternal sigh.
Sing it loud.
We are the eternal sigh. We are the eternal.
Love, we are Satya, Chit, and Ananda. Divine, complete, and one. Divine, love, and one. We are the eternal sigh.